My mama was a baby child, and her sister was older than her, and I can remember telling her. And you know, your parents then didn't talk about you having a period of menstruation or whatever. And I can remember my mama telling about her sister said they missed her. They had missed her all day long. She just disappeared. And they couldn't find her. Finally, mother found her. And she was in the closet sitting up on a stack of quilts. And mother said, Olive, what in the world are you doing here? And she said, well, go on and leave her alone. Said, I'm going to die. Said, I'm bleeding to death. Mother had never said, I didn't explain anything to her.
She
didn't.
What was wrong with her.
They didn't really
do
anything. But everything's so out in the open now. You know, kids now know all about sex and everything else when they're in second grade.
Yeah.
And in a way, you know, you think about it, some aspects of it is good. And then some of it is not.
Yeah. Because they think it's good for the really dirty, you know, and some of them, they're just rebellious. They want to do whatever they think is the wrong thing.
Right.
So. What about, do they have doctors to deliver the babies? Or?
Home delivery.
Yeah.
Both my kids were born right in this house.
Right here? You only have two?
One's 46 and one's 43.
Mm-hmm.
More than she is.
Yeah.
They have care here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're doing that more again.
Yeah. But I had no problem. I had stitches for both of them with my doctor. I delivered and did the stitches too, and I had no problem.
Yeah. What about before they had doctors, did they have women who would go around?
Now, I can remember even, you know, in my teenage, I remember several ladies that were midwives.
Mm-hmm.
And they delivered. I remember down the street, and one woman had her baby, and this woman delivered, midwife delivered baby.
Did they
couldn't afford a doctor. Of course, she didn't pay like $35 to have a baby then.
Yeah.
Well, look what it cost you now.
A fortune.
That's right. They but they're worth every penny of it. Most of them are.
Yeah, well, let's see. But I get out of school.
You don't have any children?
I don't have any doubt of
it. Yeah.
So, I'm going to try to get finished with my degree and all first. Do they call them midwives? Granny or something.
Yeah, they call them grannies and call them. Most of the time, the ones that I heard were midwives, but they were, some of them were called grannies.
Okay.
I think maybe the ones that were called grannies were maybe the ones that had delivered so many.
And would they call a child that his parents weren't married?
Yeah. Oh, that was a disgrace.
I know. It's great.
He didn't talk about it.
Yeah, he just didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
And how would they name the children? Sometimes give it somebody else's name.
Most of the time, just like I was named from my kin folks or somebody that was a friend that was close to you, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was named for my mama's aunt, which was my great aunt. I was named for her in Monroe. She was special to my mama's mother. And so I named, and then sometimes the name that my older brother was named for my daddy.
Uh-huh.
He became the junior name, and my husband was named for his father, Junior, you know, the name after their parents. Sometimes it's heredity that they pass the name on, you know, to him. And my son was named for his daddy, but he didn't want to be the third, so we just called him Freddie instead of Fred. And we named him Clayton instead of Clarence. But he still had the same initials that his daddy had.
Yeah. Well,